And let's ride this train to Roseburg, Oregon. Now there's a town for you, Roseburg, Oregon. I was a skinny kid. This is what I heard somebody saying. Said I was a skinny kid, about 16, when me and my pa come to Roseburg. Said I wanted to get me a job working in them big trees. And that boss, he looked me up and down. He told me and my pa, he said, "Mister, I believe that boy of yours is made out of second growth timber." And I guess I was. He said, "Let's start him out as a high climber. Break him in easy. Break him in easy." Yeah. That steel corded rope cut the back, and I thought that axe was going to break my arms off. But I stuck with it. Wasn't long till I learned that a man's got to be a whole lot tougher than the timber he's cutting. Pretty soon I was swinging that cross cut with the best of them. I lived on a farm out in Iowa. I pulled the corn and I worked in the hay. I got trapped by a girl, but I wiggled free. I heard the Oregon timber calling me. Won't you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop and four for go? He said, "Boy, ask a whistle puck. I don't know." Well, I learned this fact from a logger named Ray, that you don't cut timber on a windy day and stay out of the woods when the moisture's low, or you ain't gonna live to collect your dough. Won't you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop and four for go? He said, "Boy, ask a whistle puck. I don't know." Well, you work in the woods from morning to night, laugh and sing and you cuss and fight. On Saturday nights you go to Eugene, and on a Sunday morning your pockets are clean. Won't you tell me something, Mr. Lumberjack? Is it one for forward and three for back? Is it two for stop and four for go? He said, "Boy, ask a whistle punk. I don't know."